Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur Brachos Daf Chof Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view today's Mark Tosfos using the popular Gemara marking system similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you're not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. We turn to Daf Chof Gimel, the Tosfos at the top. Chayshinon Shemo Yifne Bohen V'Oser. This appeared in the Gemara. In the middle of the Omid, the question had been raised. Ibaya Laho, the Gemara asked, Mahu Shikonis Orim B'Tfilin L'Beisakise Kavua L'Hashtin Mayim. Can a person enter a Beisakise Kavua, which is, as we learned in the Gemara, a place where there was solid waste already there? It was a place used for defecation. And this individual wants to go there for the purpose of urination. So Rava was presented with this issue, and he said it's osur to urinate in the Beis HaKisei Kavua. Chayshinon Shemo Yifne Ben, were afraid that he might, while wearing his tefillin, relieve himself of solid waste. So Tosfos says, V'dafka b'Beis HaKisei Kavua Chayshinon Shemo Yifne Behem. The idea of wearing one's tefillin while urinating is prohibited, according to Rava, only in a Beis HaKisei Kavua. Aval b'Beis HaKisei Aroi, in such a place, and we learned when we were learning our Daf Yomi Shir, we explained Beis HaKisei Aroi is a place that was really never used for relieving oneself, and one is coming for the first time, and he is coming to urinate there in the Beis HaKisei Aroi. She'ein regilin lifnois sham, that's not a place that people defecate. Once again, in a Beis HaKisei Aroi, it's a place that people ordinarily would not defecate. Mutter lahashtin bohen, it is mutter to urinate while wearing the tefillin, while the tefillin are one's head, where they're on one's head. V'lo chayshinon shemo yifne bohen, and we're not worried that he may choose to yifne is to relieve himself of solid waste. The Hadisanyula Kamon, that it says later in a Braisa, Lo Yashtin Ben Afilu Beis HaKisei Aroi, that would seem to be in total opposition to what we're saying now, that one shall not urinate with tefillin while in a Beis HaKisei Aroi. So Tosfos explains, it's no kasha, Hainu Davke Kishoichsen Biyado, that's when he is holding the tefillin in his hands. The Chayshino Shemo Yeshav Shepuhen HaNitzosis, because after urinating, there is a concern, as we learned during our Daf Yomi Shir, that a man doesn't leave after urinating with droplets of urine on his legs or on his shoes. And if he's holding the tefillin, we're afraid that he's going to wipe off the droplets while holding the tefillin in his hands. And that would be, of course, a big bizoyan to the tefillin. Im Yiplu Mayim. Let's read that again. Shema Yishav Shibuhen HaNitzotis Im Yiplu Mayim Al Raglav O Yiga Bo'amo. We're afraid that while he's holding the tefillin, he may come to wipe off the nitzotis, or in fact contact the male organ while holding the tefillin in the same hand, and that would be a big bizoyan to the tefillin. However, to enter a Beis HaKisei Aroi while wearing the tefillin on your head, there would be no problem urinating with them on your head. That's what Tosfos says. Continuing in the next Tosfos, this came up in a discussion toward the end of the Omid, which spoke about a person at night needing to store his tefillin. He rolls them up, so to speak, puts them in a pouch, and he said that the Gemara said that he can put it in a pouch provided it is a tefach in space inside, and this was qualified only if it's dealing with a specific tefillin, a formal tefillin pouch, a tefillin sack. However, if it's not a formal sack, even if it's less than a tefach, it would be okay. And regarding that, the Gemara said that if you have, let's say, food that you want to remain, you want it to remain tohor, and it's in a small flask, even less than a tefach in capacity, it will matzibol lemeis. They can protect the small flask if it's sealed. It's called a tzomet posil if it's sealed with a clay seal. it will prevent tumah from entering even in an oil hames. So we see the capability of vessels protecting its contents from environments that are negative, whether it be a tumah environment or a filthy environment. So now, Tosfos says, "Shrei pachim tana matzil boil hames." The al korchoch mitam avir hu. There is space in this, in these pachim tam, even if it's less than a tafach, but there must be space. That's what avir means. Space between the food that's contained in them and the vessel wall. The less behu avir klal, if the contents of the vessel are actually touching the inside wall of the vessel that contains them, lo hoyu matzilin, then the vessel would be incapable of protecting its contents from the tumah, kamoy oichon shigiblon betit, like the case of food that was coated with clay or cement. If you have food that was covered with cement, and it's not a vessel with airspace, but simply the food is coated in the cement, so that there's no space between the food and that which is containing it right now. Shemekablin tumah boil mace. Food under case and under circumstances like that will become tumah boil mace because there's no airspace, small as it may be, but there's no space whatsoever. Hence, Tosfos emphasizes that even though we're under a tefach in airspace, in volume, nevertheless, protection could be afforded, provided there is some space. Continuing with the thesis on Chof Gimel Amud Beis, Dvorim Shitarti Loch Kan. This was part of a discussion which brought a brisa in on the second of the wide lines of the Gemara as a challenge to Rava's ruling, where he allowed the tefillin in a beis hakiseh. He said, Rava himself had said the halacha is not like the source that was featured five lines from the top, which said that a person should not urinate with his while holding the tefillin. And Rava says the halacha is not like that, but one is allowed to urinate while holding the tefillin. And then we brought a source which indicated that Dvorim Shitarti Loch Kan, that which I allowed here in a Beis HaKiseh Kavua, namely holding one's tefillin and relieving oneself, Osarti Loch Kan, I would forbid in a Beis HaKiseh Aroi. That was presented as a challenge to Rava's ruling, who had said that you could hold the tefillin while urinating in them, while urinating with them. The Gemara then try to deflect the question by saying that the source that said Dvorim Shitarti Loch Kan, Osarti Loch Kan, is dealing with some other, we'll say, unrelated topics. The explanations that the Gemara gave were not successful, and the Gemara then came back to raise the original question and challenge to Rava. The Tosfos deals with this sugya and says, Dvorim Shitarti Loch Kan v'chulei, Velo bo'i v'shnuye, the Gemara did not want to offer as an answer in explaining the vague source of Dvorim Shitarti Loch Kan, Osarti Loch Kan, as follows. Velo bo'i v'shnuye, Dvorim Shitarti Loch beveis hakiseh aroi, that which I allow in a beis hakiseh aroi, Osarti Loch bekavua. Namely, the osur lifnois begedoilim v'atfilim v'roshoi, avalahashtin mutter. The Gemara did not want to say that which I hitarti loch kan, namely that which I allowed in a beis hakiseh aroi, which would be I would allow you to urinate while wearing the tefillin. I aser in a beis hakiseh kavuah. I aser defecating while wearing the tefillin. So why wasn't that used as an explanation, and we'll call it an alternative explanation that would have in effect deflected the question against Rava? So the answer is mishum delo ashkicham bevraisa, because that information was not found in a Tanaic source. Aval hach de tefach tefachayim, but the information that the Gemara or the style the Gemara used in deflecting the question, which dealt with the tefach tufayim issues, the amount of bodily exposure allowed while relieving oneself, that information ashkichon lebe b'raisa behedya, as you saw in the Gemara, you saw the b'raisas that featured this information 5-6 lines from the top that we had numbered 1 and 2 in the Gemara. And that's from Harav Yosef. During our shiur of Daf Chof Gimel, we continued on to the upper part of Daf Chof Dalid, and the Gemara there was debating the issue of the placing of the tefillin at night under one's head. So the discussion revolved around, can one place them directly under one's head? We saw Rav Yirmiyah on the second line from the top of the Gemara said that one can place it under his pillow, between pillow and mattress, but shelo keneged roshay. The Gemara then asked, but we have a source that Rav Chiya brought in that says, manichin b'koiva tachas mirashosof, one can place it in a tefillin sack under his head. So the Gemara deflected that by saying that the tefillin, though the section of the sack containing the tefillin was placed outside, namely not under his head. So now Tosfos, v'ha tani Rav Chiya manichin b'koiva tachas mirashosof, v'im toimar emo b'koiva shelo keneged roshay. With regard to the Gemara, after it quoted the Tani Rav Chiya's source, which said manichan b'koiva tachas mirashosof, you can ask, why didn't the Gemara just say that it's talking about b'kova shelo keneged rosho, simply not under his head? Why did the Brisa continue? Why did the Gemara continue with the feeling that the kiss, the sack, is still under his head? Share bebrisa deliel nami toni tachas mirashosof. The Brisa we saw earlier had the expression tachas mirashosof in it, velo porich minei, and that Brisa was not used as a question on Reb Yirmiyah, mishum demotzinon lefrushi, because the Brisa that said tachas mirashosof was able to be deflected if it were raised as a question simply by saying shelo keneged roshay. So why over here did the Gemara simply say, when it says manichan b'koy v'tachas mirashosof, under his head, it means under his head but not directly under his head? That's the question. The Omer Harav, the Im Kain, if that were the answer, then if that's how you were to understand this source, my Iryo Bakova, then of what significance was the mentioning that the tefillin were in a sack? Afilu shelo bakova nami, even if it weren't in a sack, then the source could have read the same. If you're going to explain the source as the tefillin are not tachas mirashosof, you don't need to have kova in there. Eloshma mino, but from the fact that the source mentions kova, shma mino de mayri afilu keneged roshoy, it's talking about a case where it's that it's directly under his head. Okay, so the Gemara said it is directly under his head, but not the section of the sack that contains the tefillin. That's pushed out. That's jutting out. But the sack itself is directly under his head. Umikol moko kashya, still there is a question, namely the ability or the option of saying shelo keneged mirashosof could have been used as an answer here, even though it mentions kova. Lishni, the Gemara could have answered, de mayri beishtoi imoi, de bayo kli beso kli. And that's why it says kova. Why does it say kova? Because we're talking about a man who is with his wife conducting intimacy. So, and in such a case, you need to have a double vessel or a double covering. So, and that's why it says kova here. Not that kova indicates directly under his head, which is what we thought, but kova is here because you need an additional covering in addition to it being under the pillow, between the pillow and the mattress. It also needs to be in a kova. But as far as a kashon Reb Yirmiyah, there's no kashon Reb Yirmiyah because it's still shelo keneged roshoy. So why couldn't that approach have been used in deflecting the brisa as a kasha on Reb Yirmiyah? But tzorchiyun, and that Tosfos leaves unresolved. With that, we conclude our Tosfos shiur for Daf Chof Gimel today.